Laura, you have gone to the county commission to ask for American Rescue Plan funds to replace money the FRN lost because of the COVID crisis. Can you explain this?
The Family Resource Network started a social enterprise in 2019, and we did that in an effort to raise money that came to us that we could earn on fee-for-service that could then be turned back out into the community as a gap filler for things that were not eligible for other state and federal funding. For instance, sometimes people can come to DHHR and they'll have a shutoff notice on their heating. DHHR might have part of that money, but they don't have it all. There's really no sense in paying half of someone's electric bill. They're going to cut it off anyway. So DHHR might pay half of that, and then the Family Resource Network can come in and pay the other half. So all of the money that we earn under this social enterprise is a gap filler for families in Pocahontas County. Social enterprises allows nonprofits to go into a fee-for-service and actually earn money that we can then use for what we need it for. And in 2019, when I started this, we entered into an agreement with the Department of Rehabilitation. They would give us authorizations to help people in the community who had disabilities but wanted a job. Those people would come into us and we would run them through a series of assessments so that we could determine what kind of job they could be placed in. And it was really more successful than I thought it was going to be when I started. Had it up and running, and we're really doing good. And then the pandemic hit, and we lost an estimated $200,000 in 10 and a half months. And that's the funding that I'm asking County Commission to replace, because County Commission has received American Rescue Plan funding. And in that legislation, it clearly says that they can use that money to replace lost public sector revenues that were a direct result of COVID-19. And our revenue losses were a direct result of COVID-19. So when you asked me earlier what we would use the money for, just let me reiterate some of the programs that the Family Resource Network does. We feed families through a monthly Harvest House food pantry, and we also take mobile pantries into Green Bank once a month. We put winter coats and boots on children. We work with grandparents who are living on fixed incomes and raising their grandchildren, and we help them with just basic needs. We also provide safe sleep options for our newborn infants in Pocahontas County, and we offer safe car seats for newborns. We also help people with shutoff notices on their electric. We help fill propane. We help with shutoff notices on water. We are also helping disabled people in Pocahontas County who want a job with job skills and placement in jobs that pay a living wage. Well, those are all of the things that we're going to continue to do. We're out there working with the community. We are doing everything that we possibly can just to keep these programs up and running for our families. We feel it's really necessary.
Laura, do you think the county commissioners will understand that the $200,000 you are asking for from the American Rescue Plan will be a lifeline for many low-income members of our community and provide you with those funds you lost during the COVID crisis?
When I talk to them, it seems like maybe they don't know exactly what they can spend the money on. So they called Senator Manchin's office and they spoke with Andrew Robinson, who clearly said the FRN could be considered. I'm hoping that as they dig deeper into this and they get more requests and they try to wrap their mind around what this money can be used for, that they will realize that lost revenues is something that they can consider. And I hope that they fund us. Sometimes when I hear people talk about duplication of services, and that is one thing that Commissioner Helmick always wants to talk to me about. In most instances, a number of organizations that provide similar or same services or services to the same population are all trying to address a need that is greater than all of them working together can solve. So it's not necessarily a duplication of service. We may serve the same people.
Thanks for your service to the community, Laura. In part two of our FRN story, we will let you hear from members of the community who will talk about what the FRN means to the community. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.